For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Wow. Well, after Jamiversary, it's time to get back in the swing of things. And I mean, we really got to do this. Got to take it back to the show that started it all, because that's too much stuff to be going on in 2024. And you know, we still got 5 months to go at least. damn. Anyway, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 339. It is your host, J-Man, of course. And let me just tell you this. It is good to be back here the week after, well, a couple of weeks after Jamiversary. And I gotta say, I'm ready to get back into it, man. I'm loving it being here. And let me just let you know, I gotta remind y'all. Do I really need to dig into 2024 like this? Do I really need to? I mean, like, we all know exactly what kind of a wretched hive things are these days. But I also want to go ahead and say, let's not go ahead and get ahead of ourselves on things, because we haven't seen anything yet. Even if a debate went by, even if content creators are losing their mind and saying, like, oh, I'm going to quit YouTube, I'm going to quit social media, I'm going to, you know, it's not a damn airport, okay? Why don't you just leave? I mean, if you got to go that bad, just go. You know what I'm saying? I say that all the time when it comes to this stuff. If I announce it, guys, I mean, I'm pretty sure that y'all would want an announcement, because, you know, the creation of all this. But at the same time, you notice that some people have had it too good because of some of the stuff that they post out here. Some of the things that they put out here, like Pathological Lying 101, pretty much. Because, you know, good news doesn't sell. You got to have nothing but bad news, negativity, and forced negative stuff so you can have, like, the reaction of things, people losing their minds. Like, I was on TikTok not so long ago, right? And a lot of those 18 and 19-year-old Gen Z, they are pissed, even more so than usual. And they're really pissed this time because they found out that they are going to be eligible for selective service. Yeah. And then one of them tried to say, like, those of you that were millennials probably didn't even know that you were. Don't you just hate it when people make generalizations and stuff like that? See, you got to think back. And if you think back quite enough, a lot of that stuff was going on was war in Iraq and the war on terror in Afghanistan. Then not to mention all the other microtransgressions that happen along the way in different countries. The U.S. military does not hesitate to let you know that you are expendable and eligible for selective service. It didn't matter at the time. That thing was still running, whether you like it or not. And there's even a little thing called a backdoor draft, but I don't want to throw that too much at you. But hey, all of my young men and young women, but especially young men out here, yes, you are eligible unless you're 4F. And you want to hope that things don't get really bad to the point where they start bringing back that World War II draft and Vietnam draft and all. You see what I'm saying? Best and brightest, you know. And it's just like that, like, you know, to prepare to defend the country. Some of y'all were running around acting like you were badasses in the street and all that stuff. Tell the government need your ass, don't it? Like, plenty of our veterans out here, they didn't have a choice. They went because they were called, you know, among other things. So when you sit there and think about it, you're at the height of it all. You're about to be coming into a new world and all. Yeah, there's going to be some things where you have to participate in that, once again, you may have not wanted or requested to be in. And you see, looking back on it, I would have been a Marine. Yeah, I actually would have been. I guess because of all the adventuring and stuff like that, and then not to mention, I actually get to see some action. So, you know, it's like one of those wild things. But when you do these things here, make the best out of it. I'm going to let you know that, yeah, make the best out of it. Make the best out of if that stuff ever comes back. And you know what? Do what you can do to survive and get where you need to be. And make sure when you get out or if you get discharged in any way, the government supports you. Because, like, there's a lot of our people who wore those fatigues. And you know what? They got nothing. Mistreat it, discard it, cast it aside. And that's not cool. And you know, today's episode is not exactly a soapbox for about, you know, the struggles of being a veteran. It's about the struggles of being an American in general. Like, I'm sure a lot of y'all are tired of all the crazy stuff that goes on nowadays. I'm sure a lot of y'all cannot really stand the insanity that goes on these days. Like, what did any of y'all read that Project 2025? You know, it's not a manifesto, but it damn sure looks like a playbook. And if anything else, the people that are behind that stuff, it's the most draconian, autography kind of bullshit that you have ever seen in your life. Nothing but rhetoric. Like, there is no way that is about freedom. You see what I'm saying? Unless you are in that 1% tax bracket. And, of course, Trump had to just go ahead and show up and deny that he was a part of it. But, you know, buddy, we know your shtick. You've been doing this for quite some time. You know, negative news and stuff like that. But all those people that wrote that thing, he has deep connections too. You see? And it's weird to me, but all that stuff with the cult behavior and all the, oh yeah, we're going to be outraged, we're going to go ahead and cause problems and stuff like that. All those things that are going on is starting to happen again. Like, I can attest that the man doesn't have a following. I can attest that he doesn't have, like, some of the craziest damn people across the country united behind him. And I don't get the appeal. Like, you know, there was one time where I even thought about the idea before Trump presidency ever came into play. And I was like, you know what? It might be a bit much for him. Because he likes doing things his way. Or no way. You know what I mean? Like, the whole Trump Tower and all those casinos are a good example of that. Like, all those workers that told you by working directly under him that it has not been a fulfilling process. All the times where he was in office, where, you know, I was going to dive into this a little bit later, so I'm going to hold that off for later, but where he was in office and all he did was fight with the media, and all he did was deny things and stuff. Once again, do you really want to go through that crap again? And a lot of y'all say that you got extra money out of the deal. You got to figure that money came from somewhere. You know, it might have been your own tax money that you had to pay back. Matter of fact, I'm sure it was. Stuff's wild, man. You see, like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know why the government has to make it so hard for us to even function in the world these days, among other stuff. Whether whoever is in that seat or whomever is in the seats that we choose to represent us, if we were to do direct democracy, we would have to be at Washington all the time. You see what I'm saying? For any sort of thing that goes on the national level, but life doesn't work out like that, so we need representation. So that's why, you know, if anything else, you should pay attention to what's going on in your government from local to state and up. And local includes city, too. So in case, like, some of y'all will be like, you didn't mention city. But I did, though. Now, why I'm saying that is because we are in an electoral year, presidential electoral year, anyway. Some of this stuff, like, I can't stop people from being assholes. Hell, I can't even stop it when I'm being an asshole sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny to do that. It's funny to make parodies. It's funny to do some shitposting here and there and all that stuff. It's funny to do. But then you have to understand this, right? I don't know. I can't see myself going through that again. I mean, and don't worry. I'll get to Biden, too. But, like, when I look at Trump and I'm like, I've seen your whole thing, dude. I've seen it. You got nothing new that you're telling me right now. And I also know that you will not be a president for, you know, the people entirely. You're going to be president for the people that you identify with. You're going to be president for the rich. You're going to be about the corporations. You're going to be about the ones that pretty much have control over inflation and all. That's who you're going to be about. Whereas you look over at Biden, and you see, like, some of the stuff that happened with Biden was, you know, it's like some policies did not go through like they should have, even with 100% Democrat of rule there for a little bit. Some of the things that you may have wanted may have not happened. And gas prices were fluctuating in a weird way. But quite a lot of that stuff wasn't under responsibility of Joe Biden. That was the OPEC and those that are in charge of oil refineries and all. And then, of course, you have, like, the same old adage of how we left Afghanistan. That was messy, among other stuff. And then not to mention the conflicts that are going on. The Russian-Ukraine conflict. And then not to mention, like, well, you know, the issue with Israel and Palestine. And you see, even now, that's exploding. All that, but you see, that has a lot of history to it. That's a lot of bad blood between it. And I don't think even in our lifetime we'll ever achieve true peace in that area. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that area is pretty much, it's the Middle East is kind of like how we romanticize the Wild West in a way, if you think about it. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, see, guys, a lot of y'all talk about, I'm apolitical, I'm not about politics, I avoid politics like the plague. That seems to be the ongoing slogan for every single content creator out here. Let me let you know this, all right? Whenever you're standing up against something, whenever you're protesting something, if there's a rule that just doesn't make sense and somehow it got put into play, that's politics, all right? Politics is in everything. Everything that we enjoy. The reason why, like, you know, certain people have access to a movie and you don't, in a way, that's political. In a way, like, you know, if, you know, certain people have access to a market and you don't, that's political in a way. There's a whole lot of stuff about it. Especially if you're trying to market outside into the global market. You get what I'm saying? The thing is that you are always going to be facing politics no matter what you do. Like, if you're a kid and you're, in, you know, going into being 18, you know, you are actually eligible to vote. But at the same time, you're an adult when you're an 18-year-old. So you should be aware of the country and the way things are going as you live in it. From, you know, the low grounds to the high grounds, the grassroots and all. You know, for a while there, like, people want to get involved during when it's rioting and romantic parts of the struggle. When at the same time, you should be there during the quiet times too. And you should have that energy about, like, making change and understand that change takes time. And you have to convince people in a way that makes them uncomfortable, so they have to understand that outlook. Which is why, like, sometimes y'all were talking about, you know, when Black Lives Matter was all about. Remember? Like, remember. Everybody was involved. Everybody was speaking like, yeah, I want equality for everybody. But then you look at it as things simmered down a bit. It ain't over. It'll never be over. But as things simmer down a bit, nothing has really changed. Some parts have, but not a lot. You got to use that same energy. You just don't hurt people with that same energy. You know, I always say this all the time. How come at least 3 to 5 people of my race have to fall down or have to die in order for all of us to unite and actually do something? How come we can't have those 5 people alive and all of us alive and well to do something? You see what I'm saying? Or, like, if certain, like, everybody will come together if a white woman goes missing, but what about a black woman or a Latin woman or, like, a Asian woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, what about all colors? See, and people don't think about that because it's not televised enough. Nowadays, they don't really televise school shootings, but you would want to know if there was issues like that going on regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how everybody wants to talk about white versus black, but you see, there are moments where black versus black comes into play. Oh, they don't want to talk about it. That's just Tuesday in Baltimore, right? No offense to my Baltimore people out there. I have much love for you and respect, you know? But I'm just saying it like this. The world is pretty messed up, but you got to pay attention to everything that goes on, especially the ugly parts. And then you got to also realize, in order to combat policies and all, you got to be political about some things. And, like, that's just mean overall awareness. If you stay ignorant, you stay ignorant. And that also means don't look at just those top news outlets. You need to look at other news outlets too, and make sure like you know what fake news is. You know, like, I'm not saying just dive into CNN, stay there. I'm saying take a look at CBSN. I'm taking a, saying, like, you know, NBC, like, the real NBC news, not MSNBC. Like, look around you and stuff. And then actually, you know, read up on things and be aware. I mean, what with all of us in our phones and stuff like that, we're all reading something, right? You know, and then not to mention, everybody is trying to find that straw man argument to blame. You know, feminists for a long time, they were blaming men for a lot of their problems. A lot of gay people were blaming, like, people who just didn't care for their lifestyle. And, you know, you would be right in some cases, because that stuff hasn't ended either. It's been quiet, but it hasn't ended. The world we live in is a very complex place. And I always bring it up like this, like, you need to pay attention to these things. Like, when you look at Joe Biden, it's like, you know... He's not perfect. But then again, neither was Obama. Then again, neither was Bush. Neither was any of those people. Hell, Clinton damn sure wasn't perfect. But you know, how do I know about Clinton? Because, you know, I was around at the time. And, you know, you pay attention to things here and there. But I also talk about politics on this show because it's history in its most purest form. It's history. That's history given to you right here and there. You can change it one way or another if you get involved with it a little bit. And if you notice that it's too dumb and too big to fail, then you got to go ahead and you got to make some changes on it regarding who you elect into these things. And sometimes voting does work, and then sometimes voting has that 50% where you could lose. Or let's say 25% if there's like another strong candidate in the race. But right now the race looks just like it did way back when, and it's ugly. You know what I mean? This is that rematch election that nobody really cared for. And I noticed this too. Like, when Trump lost the first time, because he did, if he was good at his job, if he did great for the first 4 years, you know, he probably wouldn't lose his job. It's kind of like when you have a quarterback on your football team that you paid all this money out for and doesn't perform for shit. So you got to look and see, like, who the next person you're going to have to be in that slot. Because if he's not doing right for you, gets injured or all that stuff, you're shit out of luck. So you want to make sure, like, you have something coming in there that's going to really work it out for you. Of course, I could use that same principle for, like, whoever the vice president will be. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't care for our vice president. I didn't care for Kamala. Because Kamala was all about appearances. You know? And a lot of people tell you different things about, like, how dysfunctional the Biden administration was. I mean, what with certain cases coming into play and certain things appearing on the table and stuff like that. Or, you know, the fact that Joe Biden, for, you know, lack of better words to say, was a bit creepy as he would touch in people's hairs and stuff like that. Or say some of the most wild things. But we forget that, you know, 4 years prior, Trump did the same shit. A lot of creepy stuff. These are just two old guys that, once again, neither one of them should be running for president, but somehow we got to this point. And I always look at people in my age group because, you know, you could be the youngest to run for president is 36. All right? And I know there's a lot of y'all out here that have big plans, talking about big changes and all that kind of stuff. Where's the ambition at when, you know, push comes to shove? Are you going to go for things or are you not going to go for things? You know, like, people will probably follow you if you have a good idea and a nice layout of stuff. And then if you know how, like, all the policies work and if you can make changes to that, you could be great. You know, and I'll never say that Trump couldn't have been a great president. I will never say that. He could have been. All I asked on every first season episode of the J-Man Show was, prove me wrong, and he never did. You see what I'm saying? Like, I looked at that, I was like, okay, whatever. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he doesn't see me anyway, you know? Even though I'm a rising business owner and all that stuff. And even though, like, at the same time, I do things my own way. But the truth is that he had the potential. And now with all this kind of stuff here, it's like, everybody is just losing their shit because of certain things that they have no control over. You know, and I know, like, certain people got away with doing shady stuff during Trump's time. That's why they want him back in. Whereas, like, Biden was putting some, you know, some regulations in play on that ass, and they were mad about it. Some people are like that. Big business runs a lot more than you think. But at the same time, though, if they would really pay attention to the idea that humans are a resource, if big business paid attention to the idea that if we were all a resource that is essential to them, because AI is not going to buy their shit. AI sells. You know? Artificial intelligence is made there to make things easier and, dare I say it, cheaper. So it's a funny thing where, you know, they all act like that this is the new big boom of things. But, you know, we are humans. We buy and sell products. We try to maintain stuff for our lifestyles, or at the same time, they could be needs or they could be wants. You see what I'm saying? And when it's like the difference between a want or a need is, okay, I need food. You know what I mean? Because we don't make our own food. We're not plants. So we need to eat, right? And since we're not going out back and hunting, some people are, but we're not, we got to go ahead, get our money from any sort of job that we have. I'm not going to dive into jobs in that much this episode, but it's like this. We got to get our money, and then we got to go ahead and get our resources and what we want, right? Or what we need. A want would be like a video game or a movie and stuff. Yeah, I would want that whole collection of Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff, but you know what? If I can't friggin' afford it right now, I guess I'm going to have to tighten my belt and maybe budget for it a little bit later. Some people don't want to budget. They want to do instant gratification, or they want to go ahead and please themselves now, which is, you know, once again, you are very brave for doing this, especially if you're in high inflation markets. You know, beauty of it is that we have the freedom of choice to shop around. The thing about it is, though, we have to be very careful about our choices on how we do things. You know, sometimes you might want to cook at home more often. But then again, if you are one of those people that are forced back into your office rather than work from home, you know, it's debatable at that point. I totally get what your situation is, but you got to take time and look at your situation and don't expect the government to help you with individual responsibility. That's what I'm letting you know about. See what I'm saying? I want us all to be like, you know, free thinkers. I want us all to be independent thinkers. I want us all to actually take charge in the things that we can control. Now, and when it comes to like dealing with marketing and versions of, you know, having to make deals with China or any of these other countries out here, unfortunately, we don't get to do that entirely. You know what I'm saying? But then you take a look over at our government's supposed to handle that, you know? And then you really got to pay attention to who you elect in your representative spots and stuff like that. And you're like, how the hell did we get to this point? You know? That's the funny thing. But also, I really wanted to dive in on that a little bit because that debate was not a debate. I don't think I've seen a real debate since maybe Obama and Romney. I'm just going to say that. And even then, that was questionable. Because what was going on there was just two old dudes rambling and one telling you what you want to hear and the other one trying to get his facts out. And the thing is that, yes, they're both old. But you see, Donald Trump's followers and stuff are behind him every step of the way. They're right there united with this man. They try to commit an insurrection for him, you know? Whereas on the other side with Joe Biden, you know, everybody's like this. Oh, I want you to quit. Even people in Hollywood are saying, I want you to drop out of the race. And I'm sitting there thinking this. Who the hell are you to influence anything right now? For real. Like what? No. This man does not need to drop out of the race right now. Unless you just want to go ahead and give the crown to Trump if you want to. Or, you know, give like the seat to Trump, I should say. There's no crown. There's no kings in America. Not in political America anyway. But, like I said, when you look at that stuff, you're like, this is really sad, you know? Because it shows one side is not loyal to whomever their person is, whomever the nominee is. I don't want Joe Biden to drop out of the race, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I already made my choice. I want to see him go on again, you know? Because the other side is not giving me anything that, you know, makes it worth my while. You see what I'm saying? And whereas I look at the people in my age group and I'm always like, well, did you run for alderman? Did you run for like city council? Did you run for state senate? Did you run for any of these things? You know, Because there's a lot of y'all out there that are smart, you have ambition, you have the potential, and I don't know why you waste it on other things, or like, you know, maybe you just can't at this moment. I don't know what it is, but I know there's plenty of you out there who could really be strong leaders. I'm not going to take that from you, you know? But you got to want to do this kind of work too. Now, if I ever jumped into politics like that, well, I'd have to give up doing J360 Productions and all that jazz. But like I said, if the calling was there and I could go for it, I probably would. You see what I'm saying? But it's just something that, you know, I'd have to make the change for. But once again, though, looking at everything that's going on in our world right now, you can't just go ahead and say, oh man, I would have dropped out of Risk because you're old. Like, we are supposed to be the generation with no labels, right? Everybody's supposed to be equal. We all have equity. We all have growth. We all have, you know, the ability, the sky's the limit and all that jazz, right? Well, then how come we're still labeling stuff, and how come we're still doing more people are equal than others? You know what I'm saying? How come we're doing all this bullshit now where we turn our back and turn our nose up and stuff like that, like we were not involved? We're treating Joe Biden like he was cryptocurrency and it doesn't sell. It's the weirdest thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you do is, it's a bad showing. Everybody has a bad night. Everybody has a bad showing. I mean, like, even when I did the J-Man show, like, quite a lot of shows, there's some episodes where, like, you know, I was wondering what could be the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I'm wondering if I'm giving it my best performance at the time, but I do know this, I'm going to do it anyway, because the job must be done. And I'm going to talk about facts the best way it can be. And if you don't like it, well, guess what? I guess you're going to be red raw by the end of the night, because butts will be hurt. I tell you the truth. You see what I'm saying? And I wish people would understand that, you know, the truth isn't always something that's going to coddle you. The truth is something that's going to scare the fuck out of you. And then if anything else, it's supposed to make you realize that, hey, guess what? Keep doing the right thing. Keep doing what's important. Keep doing what actually helps people, not hurt people. You know, it's kind of like how some people want you to be about their lifestyle, but God knows, don't buck the system. But the best time to buck the system is when the system doesn't work for you. It's one of those things to think about. So I'm letting you guys know that stuff, and it's really, like, weird how we all got to this situation, and I don't think it's going to get any better until we get to another election, and hopefully we do, but I don't know, you know? It's one of those things that has yet to be foreseen, but I know that we haven't seen anything yet. And when you have a debate that early, I just really wonder. I mean, I think it would have been better if they waited until August. I mean, August is like that month where, you know, things are starting to die down from the summer high. We're all starting to, you know, get back into the ebb and flow. The Eagles are on the field, and hopefully they're about to get their next Super Bowl win. I mean, think about it. Look, guys, I want that next Eagles win, all right? I'm getting tired of Chiefs winning. Damn it! And then also you got Dallas Cowboys fans talking trash. I mean, I'm like, it ain't the time for that yet. And by the way, go Phillies. But what I'm saying is, I would have pushed that debate back, and I would have made sure, like, you know, everybody was ready to go. Of course Trump's ready to go. Trump's the guy that's trying to get back his crown. But you look over at, like, Joe Biden, and it's like this. He's got to step up his campaign, and he's got to also talk about some of the good things that he has done. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention to your history. And see, the thing is, it kind of reminds you of the John F. Kennedy and Nixon debate. You know what I mean? See, Nixon was suffering from a cold and all that shit, so he looked awful. But you see, like, John F. Kennedy, his image, he was young, strong, and bullish. You know what I mean? That's how he ended up winning that shit. So, image is everything, especially when you're in the political game. And speaking of image, yes. You know, if you're a content creator and things are dying out for you, because things happen. I mean, like, sometimes, like, even me, I took a little vacation. It was well-deserved because Jamversary was friggin' awesome. But I also know I needed to go ahead and relax before I jump back into things. Can you guys tell me why Boogie2988 is up here doing a damn crypto coin and stuff? I mean, crypto didn't work for him. You know, he ended up losing money to Song and Dance. Did you guys see that documentary, by the way? Like, he... I never thought that this guy would actually go this far, but he ended up making a stupid Bitcoin or whatever, and he said it was like, it was just a shit coin, but it was called, it was a pump and dump. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I didn't expect people to buy it, but here's the thing. When you make something that deals with crypto, and crypto is not a reliable market, yeah, there's more people involved in it now, and there's companies that play into it, but Web3 is bullshit if you think about it. And the truth is, a lot of those people, they got in early. It's kind of like when people come into a stock early and there's a lot of money and principal behind that stock, they're going to get their money. But you see, once they leave and all that stuff is shelled out, that shit's going to drop down in value and it ain't going to matter at that point. He's been on this earth for about 50 years. He should know damn better. And while we're on the subject here, he made the damn thing public. And it said, like, I didn't want nobody to buy into it. See, that's where you're wrong. This is where we as creators, any of y'all out here that are creators or whatever you dive into or all that stuff, we have a responsibility of our own to our audience and to the people who listen to us, follow us, or whatever. And that responsibility is when you're out here trying to sell something, because everybody's selling something. Come on, everybody is. And if it's public, anybody who's anybody, especially your audience, is going to drop on that because they know your face, they know your brand, they know all that stuff about you. Of course they're going to buy into it for the longest damn time. NFT, what was those things anyway? They were the tokens, the non-fungible tokens. Yeah, one of those kind of things. It wasn't NFG, it was, right, was it? No, it was NFTs. Yeah, NFTs. Hey, I'm getting a little long in the tooth, guys. You're going to have to work with me on this one. But yeah, NFTs were a big rage and all that stuff. And even then, it's like you're paying for tokens and fake money or fake art and all this other shit that you're not going to be able to use or look at. I remember that crap. It was just rich people pretty much playing money Monopoly with their money. That's pretty much what it is. And whereas you think some of you average Joes can jump in there at any time and get a part of it, some of you can if you're astute enough and you get in early, but you got to know when to get the hell out of that stuff. It's just like when you sell stocks and never use your life savings to do it. You know, and the fact that he is 50 years old and doing that shit, he inspired me a lot because I'm going to tell you this. I took better care of my health. I made sure my financial health is good. I made sure, like, one way or another not to do any of the shit he does. You know, and that's why you got to look at some of your older content creators and stuff like that, because the sun is setting for them and they're not evolving or changing or becoming new or doing things that made them famous anymore. They signed a lot of their stuff away. They gave into the evil side of the entertainment industry at best, where, you know, you're all used up and you may not have anything left in the tank. It happens like that. Sun sets for a lot of people. The sun's going to set for me. At some point, not now, but at some point, you know, it's just the way it goes. That's why you hope that you have all of the things and the stories that you're putting out here, all the art that you wanted to do, and you made sure you sold it and you got it out there to the people to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way that is. Like, whenever I see, like, some of our comedians that are passed on, some of the musicians that have passed on, some of, like, a lot of the people that, you know, we all idolized growing up, you know, they left landmarks here, which was their art, for us to either continue on or to create our own. And that is the statement. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when I want to create something, right, I don't want to go ahead and throw and spoon feed you the narrative and all that stuff. I want you guys to get what you can get out of it. Like, even with the, what is the big thing nowadays? It has to be the narrative. And then it also has to be, what is the old thing where we're all supposed to like each other, but we don't? DEI, is that what that is? Yeah, that bullshit. That's really going well. You know, you just can't force people to come together. They got to come together on their own. Like, when I supply the platform and when I supply, like, you know, everybody to come together, you got to come together on your own. And yes, while I may have some incentives for how the party is going and stuff, you also got to be willing to be a part of it. You know, just like with jams. Jams is like, you know, everybody coming together, showcasing their music, and the people that want to listen to some great tunes and all sorts of cool stuff, you know, they can come in, sit and chill at the chat room, or they can listen to it in the post game, or, you know, download it and listen to it at any time, you know, just to get a feel for that music and that vibe and bring it all back, you know? That's the beauty of radio. That's why I do J360 Radio. And you know, J360 TV is coming on strong too, so make sure you pay attention to that. But, you know, hey, didn't I tell you everybody's selling something, right? So, there I am. But yeah, you know, it is so weird. And then, like, you got other creatives out here that act like they're scared to sell something. They're scared to start a store. They're scared to do all these other things because they don't know how it's going to go. But that's the beauty of risk, right? That's how you migrate risk. And if you really want this thing to take off, I mean, the show might not make you as much money. I mean, you'll get paid in ads, and I get paid pretty good in ads. But the thing about it is, though, what about the merchandising? And then what about exclusive stuff, you know, such as, like, I know some of y'all don't like paywalls, but that's the beauty of freedom of choice, right? So you think about it from time to time. The guy had a lot of ways he could be making money, whereas a lot of these other creators out here that are feeling the other side of the edge, they can make money in other ways. Just do it respectfully and don't try to step on anybody's toes and treat each other well. But there's a lot of fucking, not stupid people entirely. Yes, yeah, stupid people out here, but there's just a lot of twisted, arrogant, narcissistic people out here who fortunately just mess their own selves up. But they don't mess themselves up alone. They got to have other people as a group too. Which is why, like, sometimes, you know, you probably noticed that I was cool with people back in the day. But then there's days where, you know, I broke off from them and all that kind of stuff. Because here's the thing. I always had my own stuff, for one. And the truth is that I know if this person is having a downward spiral, I will try to help you at that one point. But if you're not there at that one point with me, you got to go. You got to go. There's no partnership, there's no team up, there's nothing here except self-destruction, sadness, and a whole lot of fuckery I don't need to be a part of. And I tell you guys that direct, and you got to make sure, like, you know, that the people that you run with or the people that are in your community are really about what you do, because if they're not, you know, you see that in history a lot too. You know, why did Caesar get betrayed, right? Or, you know, how did Napoleon fail? You understand? Now, I don't mean like Waterloo. I mean like after Waterloo, when he was sent to that chapel, you know, in exile and stuff. How did he fail in the end of that? Because they did break him out, but guess what? He didn't come back for too long, and he ended up being back in that chapel. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, history repeats itself. And if you look at the things that go on nowadays, we're not too far from it. We just have cell phones and, you know, more ads in the place. And speaking of ads, though, if you ever hear an ad at this point, like right about here.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Well, hey, at least you're listening to the show on Red Circle, right? Hey, I gotta let y'all know, we doing real good over there. And you catch all the J-Man Show episodes from first to now, so I'm just letting you know. But yeah, as I tell you guys about that stuff, you just pay attention to all these things like that, man. It's just weird to me with this stuff. But yeah, this is not the music show tonight, letting y'all know. I'm talking about life and all the crazy things. But that's just another example of content creation gone wrong. And not to mention how YouTube has been. Have you all seen YouTube lately? Of course you have. We all have. Oh, man. YouTube's a mess. And then not to mention all the AI stuff going on and what's real and what's fake. Now, I want to say, like, when it comes to AI art, I put up the icon that there is no AI art in J360 Productions. And as far as I'm in charge and as long as I'm leading the pack, there will not be. You know? Because, like, I believe that everybody has the potential to be an artist. Whatever branch of art that you want to do, that's entirely up to you. And even then, as a digital artist, once you know all the skills and the brushes and all, like what to work with in terms of graphic designing and all, you won't even need artificial intelligence to help you. The thing about artificial intelligence is it's cheap. Well, nah, it's not cheap in terms of signing up for it, but it's cheap in the output. Like, some of the output is cool, but then after a while, you're like, eh, I'm not a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just not a fan, y'all. And I see, like, how it steals from other artists' work and stuff, because a computer doesn't know. A computer doesn't understand, like, the laws that we make. You get what I'm saying? It can understand if we program them in there, but, you know, it's very odd to me, because like a lot of these companies want to do these things where they're telling you that you don't have rights to the things that you use, but you're paying you're paying for a license with them, such as like Adobe, for instance. I hope Adobe goes down in flames, motherfucker. I look at that stuff and I think about the terms of services and the little footnotes they try to put in there so they can do illegal stuff, which is why you should always read your paperwork anyway. I hope they burn. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, we all should be getting... Every artist who ever had to work with Adobe because of them being the, quote, industry standard, we all should be getting a fat check from all this stuff, because it ain't worth the stress, if you get what I'm saying. They deserve it. Burn, motherfucker, burn, I say. Hey, by the way, for those of you that are new and stuff like that, I just got to say this. I'm not going to apologize for using foul language over here, because the algorithm does not own me. And while we're on the subject, you're all grown, usually, as far as I'm concerned. And if you are kids, your ashes should be in bed. Actually, it's summertime. And plus, you probably cuss more than a lot of us adults do. Let's just be honest. South Park has been around for how many years? Think about it. It's like, when you really think about it, y'all, like, AI art isn't, it's a crutch for people. It helps people get in. It's kind of like when you, let's see, what is one of the best music software? Well, like when you use Logic Pro, right? Of course you're going to use the tutorial or make something first, or you're going to use GarageBand or, let's say, FL Studio and all that jazz. Like, if you're using FL Studio, which has gotten better, I don't think it's gotten lighter, but it has gotten better. And, you know, it's still a musical tool that you use, and you're still programming what you're making, and some of y'all are using real instruments to make your music, in addition to MIDI and all. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to go ahead and type in the prompt and all that stuff, it's like, it's kind of weird. That's all I got to say about it, because you could take the time to make that and really build it, really capture that Motown sound and all that stuff. I just believe in human potential, you know? The technology is supposed to help us, not hinder us and make us weak. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I like the idea of automatic rendering after I'm done editing, but I don't want it to do the edit for me. You get what I'm saying? And as for all of us artists, we really need to come together, and we really need to speak about this stuff. We really need to stand together with one another. This is where strength and numbers come into play about things. And let me just tell you this, we don't have to be best friends. We don't even have to like each other, but we do have to stand on principle about stuff. That's how you beat big business. See, the thing is, they are so happy to hit us with like fractions and fractures, micro triggers and all that stuff. Whatever the case may be, whatever the talk in town is, a lot of people would love to hit you with that, because guess what? It's a distraction. It's a distraction from the main opposition. You see, like, AI is being used much in the same way like movies were going to 3D back in the day. It's a gimmick, you know? And if you keep pushing on that gimmick, chances are, it's like, ooh, my shiny new toy. But guess what? After a while, something else is going to come into play, and you won't even be thinking about AI anymore. And from what I heard, though, and this is strictly a rumor, and I really have to be careful about rumors sometime, but they say AI is dying because a lot of people are getting tired of it. But then again, you just never know, because we're all outside usually right now during these months. You see what I'm saying? Especially here on American soil. So you got to think about it like that. But however, as soon as it's August going into September and all that jazz, well, let's just give a little curve. September going into October, we all gonna be inside. Hey, you never know. That crap might shoot up again. I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm not using AI to make my stuff. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that don't want to use AI to make their things. And we're all still trying to figure out a way to defend ourselves against AI. Because Nightshade is good. Like, if any of you artists out there do not know how to defend against AI, well, try to put your prints with Nightshade on it. That way, like, AI has a hard time reading and, configuring what that is. So that's something to help you out. All I know is there is no reason for me to be training Meta AI. There's no reason for me to be training Adobe AI. There's no reason for me to train any of these AIs because they can go fucking AI for all I care. I'm just being perfectly honest. It's a damn shame that we are living in a world like that. You know? But for those of you out there that really have a hard time drawing and putting together things, you gotta remember this. Remember in kindergarten when you learned your shapes? Or preschool? Preschool? That's all drawing is. Drawing is shapes and perspective. That's pretty much what it is. As soon as you figure out exactly how you can turn a circle into a cylinder and a rectangle, well, not a rectangle entirely. Yeah, a rectangle. Any parallelogram into a 3D or such as like a square into a cube, you got something. You see what I'm saying? Like, I want you all to remember that. It's shapes. Use the shapes, design the shapes, refine how the shapes will be and how they work together, and you got something. You know? And don't be afraid to read books. So I'm just letting you all know. But, like, it's just weird to me, man. And just 2024 has been one of these weird years. A year that, you know, had so much potential to be better than what it is, but it's devolving before our very eyes because there are people out here that, you know, they don't want to be responsible. So that's like the number one thing about it is people don't want to be responsible. People want to talk about things that are important to them, which could be like who's going to win on like any of these damn reality shows. Are they actually going to get with the, get with the neighborhood hottie or whomever that may be? It's a whole lot of dumb shit. But that's what's out here, man. And I'm going to just say this to a lot of y'all. Like, don't fall into it because there's a lot of good here, too. You know what I'm saying? And really think to yourself about, like, some of these content creators and what they put out. Because some of them put out bad news all the time because it's good clicks. And then some of the stuff that is, like, I saw something about the PlayStation 5 not too long ago. About to emulate the PS3's hardware or something like that. Like, they're about to emulate that so we can play PS3 games on our PlayStation 5s. And I think that's pretty cool. But I also think this. Somebody else out there is going to have a problem with that, right? Because what about PlayStation Now then, which a lot of people signed up for to use? Are they going to quit using that? Is Sony not going to have that be the ideal ticket when you sign up for certain tiers on your PlayStation Network? Think about it. It's very interesting. And then also, there was somebody talking about Blu-rays are getting phased out by Sony. Yeah, to a point. They're not getting phased out entirely. Somebody tried to pass that off as an actual news article. But I took the time to read it, and here's the thing. They are stopping that on consumer market. Like, for those of you that film and you actually take, like, your footage and you put it on a, you burn it on a Blu-ray, yeah, they're phasing that out. They're not phasing it out for movies, video games, unless, you know, the market is low for that. So, if anything, I'm going to let you know this. Buy physical copies of your media. For real. Like, digital's okay, but let me just say this. If you want real control over your content and over the media you consume, look to see if there's a physical release and go for it. Do you like market compares and all that kind of stuff? I mean, yeah, you do need to do that because, yeah, just because Best Buy did it and just because, like, people are out here saying, Blu-rays are going to go away in the long run. Oh, it's not going to matter anymore. Yeah, it's going to matter because here's the thing. It's all about control. Any of these stupid rules that come into play, it's about control. And if you want to have control, make sure you have control over the things that you consume and watch and stuff. Which is why, like, for example, a lot of the animation that I watch and all, I made sure they were on Blu-rays and DVDs. And then not to mention, pirated. But you know, oh, come on, man. This is J-Man we're talking about. Y'all know me. And if you don't know me, you will. But yeah, at least they're on disc is what I'm saying. And make sure your disc work, pop your disc in, and you know, do what you got to do. Get a burner if you can. You know, like, there's ways to take control of your media. I'm just letting you all know that. So, you know. And then debunk things. And while we're at it, when you're debunking things, don't get outraged about it. Like, really take the time to read the articles. Take the time to break up the sensationalism. Because, well, you can see what happens when it goes wrong. You got everybody yelling out in the streets and being complaining and all that stuff. And always uptight on Twitter and TikTok and all that stuff. And it's just not a good look, man. You know, it's not the early 2000s anymore. This stuff's not shock value. I think the angry video game nerd is about to hang it up. I said I think. I'm not certain. You know? But it is what it is. You know? And I just wanted to go ahead and step back in and give you guys a pretty good episode tonight and, you know, cover some bases here because it's just too much going on. But I will let you know that Jams is happening this coming Friday. And I will be there as well. And it starts off at 10. And those that want to be here live when it's on, like I said, the chat room's right there anytime you want to talk. And for those of you that, you know, want to catch in the post game, you can. And I need to go ahead and get the distribution map out to all of you guys because we're on different platforms these days. But all in all, though, you know, it's good to be back. And I have missed y'all. And now it's time to go ahead and pay our dues again. But all in all, y'all take it easy. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
The best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.